Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, entitled Hiranyakashipu, King of the Demons, Text 38. Aho vayam danyatama yadatra tyakta prityabhyam na vichintya yama. Abhakshyamana abhadavrakadibhi sarakshita rakshati yohi garbhe. Aho vayam danya yatamayadatra dakta pritya bhyam na vichinta yama. Abhakshyamana abhadavrikadibhi sarakshata rakshati yohi garbhe. Aho vayam danyatama yadatra tyakta prityabhyam na vichinta yama. Abhyakshyamana abhadavrikadibhi sarakshita rakshati yohi garbhe. Abhyakshamana abhadavrikadibhi sarakshita rakshati yohi garbhe. Sarakshita rakshati yohi garbhe. Vaishnavis, Anyatama Yadatra, Tyakta Prityabhyam na vichinta yama. Abhakshyamana abhadavrikadibhi sarakshita rakshati yohi garbhe. Aho, alas, vayam, we, danyatamaha, most fortunate. Yet, because, atra, at the present moment, tyakta, left alone, without protection, prithribhyam, by both father and mother, na, not, vinchintayama, worry, abhakshayamana, not being eaten, abala, very weak, vrikka adibi, by tigers and other ferocious animals. Sa, he, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rakshita, will protect. Rakshati, has protected. Ya, who, he, indeed. Garbhe, within the womb. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is wonderful that these elderly women do not have a higher sense of life than we do. Indeed, we are most fortunate, for although we are children and have been left to struggle in material life, unprotected by father and mother, and although we are very weak, we have not been vanquished or eaten by ferocious animals. Thus, we have a firm belief that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has given us protection even in the womb of the mother, will protect us everywhere. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18:61, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayeshu junatishtati. The Lord is present in the core of everyone's heart. Thus the Lord gives protection to everyone and gives the different types of bodies the living entity wants to enjoy. Everything is done by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should not lament the birth and death of a living being, which have been arranged by the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya chaham hridisani vishto matasmritir gyanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. One must act according to the direction of the Lord within the heart, but because the conditioned soul wants to act independently, the Lord gives him the facility to act and experience the reactions. The Lord says, Sarva dharman prityaja mamekam sharanam braja. Give up all other duties and simply surrender unto me. One who does not abide by the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is given the facility to enjoy this material world. Instead of restricting him, the Lord gives the conditioned soul the opportunity to enjoy, so that by mature experience, after many, many births, bahunam janmanam ante, he will understand that surrender to the lotus feet of Vasudev is the only duty of all living beings. Om agyan tamarandasya gnanjana shalakaya chakshuran militam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Panchakalpa trubhyascha kripa sindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Nama om vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale srimate bhaktivedanta swaminiti namine. Namaste sarasvate deve gauravani pacharine nirvishesha shunyavari paschitya deshatarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhaktivinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to serve all of you and purify my existence. I pray to the senior Vaishnavas for their blessings. So this is a very, very interesting and powerful purport. Srila Prabhupada is explaining that it is the duty of all living beings to surrender unto the lotus feet of Vasudev. Why is this? Ayinanda tanuja kinkaram patita mam vishame bhavamburo kripaya tava parapankaja stitta duli sadrasham vichintaya. Our constitutional position is that we're the eternal servants of Krishna, yet somehow or other we have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Now we're praying because we're fortunate, as these children are, we're this child, Yamaraj is the child who's talking to the elderly woman. He says that we're fortunate. So here, us in this room, we're fortunate that we're able to study these purports and get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavacharyas to understand our real goal of life is to get out of this ocean of birth and death and return to the lotus feet of Krishna. But it's interesting that in the purport, Prabhupada says, but to those who don't have this goal, Krishna doesn't restrict them. He gives them full facility to enjoy this material world. And this is because Krishna is like a kind father. Being part and parcel of the Lord, he's given us minute independence. We can either be happy and surrender unto his lotus feet, or we can try and be happy independently. And here it says, by mature experience, after many, many births, we'll understand that surrender to the lotus feet of Vasudeva is the only duty of all living beings. So, in the material world, Srila Prabhupada gave such an amazing class yesterday about how people are hoping against hope that somehow they'll become happy. And this is very nicely illustrated in the pastime of Gajendra Mokshana, the liberation of Gajendra. Because Gajendra, he had full facility to enjoy in the Triyukta mountain, which was full of so many opulences. The Srimad Bhagavatam goes through pages of descriptions of how beautiful this place was. The caves were filled with heavenly denizens who would come and enjoy the atmosphere and just enjoy the beauty of the whole place. So Gajendra, he was the king of the elephants. And he was actually respected by all the other animals. They weren't afraid of him, but they were protected by him. And just out of respect for him, they would actually leave him alone so that he could consort with his wives. And so he was very powerful. He would walk through the forest, not even caring about the thorns and the thistles or anything like that. He would just march through, stomping on all the plants, knocking down trees. So powerful, enjoying. He was actually drinking liquor and intoxicated. His eyesight was actually blurred because of so much intoxication. His mouth was dripping with the liquor. And he went to the lake. He went to this beautiful lake and he was splashing water on his children. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport says that Gajendra, he represents the regular man in the material world, building up his very powerful life, powerful prestige, getting a nice, you know, place to live, getting nice wives, children, feeling like I'm in control, I'm taking care of everything. And then what happens? The crocodile comes and snaps a hold of his leg. Now he's powerful, but because he's in the water, he's helpless. And actually, the elephants that were with him, they couldn't help him. They weren't strong enough to pull him out. So this is the condition of the living entity, that we have our minute independence. We choose not to serve Krishna. So Krishna gives us full facility to enjoy in this material world. And the crocodile of time comes and death must strike. And Gajendra, he was suffering. And he looked back at his elephant wives and said, they can't help me. Nobody can help me. I'm going to die. What am I going to do? So he remembered, because of his suffering, they wrestled for 1,000 years, right? 1,000 celestial years. They wrestled for 1,000 years. Even the demigods were bewildered watching this. And he was just suffering and suffering. And he finally prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna heard his prayers. He surrendered because he knew, like, from that suffering, he understood, the only thing I can do is surrender to the lotus feet of Vasudev. Krishna came down with Garuda, and Krishna got off Garuda and actually dragged Gajendra and the crocodile out of the water, and he severed the head of the crocodile, and he liberated Gajendra. So this is the protection that Krishna is giving to all the living entities. This is the real protection. He is constantly, he's like a father, having experience being a father. Your children, you try and teach them, you try and, you know, train them, you try and help them, but they're ultimately, they're going to do whatever they want to do. You can help guide them, but they have their independence. And so a father, I know one person, he had a, his father was very proud because his son had got this prestigious art degree to go to this nice art school. Had everything set up, college paid for, everything was set for him. But the son wanted to do his own thing, so he left. And the father, he was hurt. He was very hurt, but still, he protected him. You know, he still loved him and tried to. So the children, they're going to do what they want to do. And we have to try and guide them. So Krishna, he's guiding us within the heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesha junatishtati. The Lord is present in the core of everyone's heart. And everything is done by his order. Everything is happening by his order. But we choose not to listen to the direction of the Lord within the heart. Coming to this material world, we're wanting to be independent, and so we lose that opportunity to have connection with the Supersoul. We actually can't hear the Supersoul. That's why the spiritual master externalizes. He's the external manifestation of the Supersoul. So, the duty of the living entity is to surrender to the lotus feet of Vasudev. And in that surrender, Krishna will give us protection. That's actually one of the characteristics of surrender. Anukul yasya sankalpa pratikul yasya varjanam rakshishya titti vishvaso gopdritve varanam tita atmanakshepa karpanye shad vidha sharanagati. That the six characteristics of surrender. So we're talking about surrender. What does it mean to surrender to Vasudev? When we have knowledge that we should surrender, what are the characteristics? Anukul yasya sankalpa. We accept everything that is favorable for devotional service. Pratikul yasya varjanam. We reject everything that's unfavorable. Rakshishya titti vishvaso. That we understand that the Lord will give us all protection. Gopdritve varanam tita, that the Lord, he's like the guardian. He's like the master. He can do whatever he wants with us. Atmanikshepa karpanye, to have full surrender and humility. These are the six characteristics of surrender. And so knowing that the Lord, he's protecting everyone, devotees, we sometimes feel that the Lord will protect these material bodies. That's a misconception that we can have. We think that, oh, I'm a devotee, so Krishna is going to protect me. I'm going to live a long life. I'm going to die surrounded by Vaishnavas. I'm going to leave the body at my will, like Haridas Thakur or something. But a week ago, there was a plane accident. Devotees from Nepal Yatra, they were eight of them. They were coming and the plane crashed. They were very much part of the Radha Gopinath Mandir. And one of them was a little girl named Taruni. She was, 11 years old. She was a very famous actress. And another person was Kunja Bihari Prabhu, who was always had yearly festivals held at his house with Radhanath Maharaj. And last night, I was listening to a class by my senior guide brother Govinda Prabhu, who was specifically addressing this point of the plane crash, because for them this is one of the biggest tragedies that has happened at their temple. And Radhanath Maharaj said that he actually told Govinda Prabhu that it's very hard when you're on the bodily concept of life to understand the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the purport here, Prabhupada points out that everything is being done by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should not lament the birth and death of the living being which have been arranged by the Supreme Lord. So is Krishna not protecting these devotees? Some materialists would come in and say, just see, the Lord's not protecting their devotees. They were on yatra. They were doing devotional service. Are they not protected? But this is a very materialistic idea of protection. Real protection, we should know that this body is going to die. This body is not eternal. We have to give it up somehow or other. And that's actually arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if we think it's an accident, everything's arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these devotees, they were on yatra. One of them was a brahmachari. They were engaged in devotional service. Everybody loved them. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he had different arrangements for them. And we see this throughout ISKCON. Gurus have left, different devotees have left in different circumstances. And in our minds, we might, we juggle this philosophical concept of protection of the Lord. The real protection means that he'll enable us to remember him at the time of death. He's going to protect our faith. He's going to protect our devotion. And others might say, well, what about Prahlad? Because we're leading up to Prahlad. And Prahlad Maharaj, he was protected by the Lord. Or what to speak of Haridas Thakur, when he was beaten by the Muslims in the 22 different marketplaces. And that's there also. I was just reading, actually, Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya, he's traveling to Vrindavan. First he had his attempt to go to Vrindavan, but Krishna, he had different arrangements, so he came back and he started over again with Balabhadra Bhattacharya, and he was going through the Jarikanda forest. And when he was traveling through the Jarikanda forest, Balabhadra, he was afraid because he saw all these rhinoceroses, tigers, elephants, they were all everywhere in the jungles. And Balabhadra, he was afraid. But they all stood to the side and let Lord Chaitanya go through. Even he was walking on the path, and there was a tiger in the path, and he touched him with his foot. And then he looked back and he said, chant Hare Krishna, and the tiger immediately went into ecstasy. Another time, elephants were bathing, and Lord Chaitanya was murmuring his Gayatri mantra. He splashed water on the elephants. They immediately went to ecstasy, started chanting. And even when he was singing very, very nicely, all these deer came around Lord Chaitanya, and he started patting them. And then seven tigers came. Lord Chaitanya ordered all of them to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The tigers and the deer started dancing together, embraced each other, and started kissing on the mouths. So Prabhupada makes a very interesting statement in the purport, though. He says the Maha Bhagavat, he can do as he likes. And because he's a Maha Bhagavat, Krishna in the heart of all these animals say, here's a Maha Bhagavat. Now, go to the side. But Prabhupada says we shouldn't try to imitate, because we are not Mahabhagavats. So it's not that we go around and trying to convert tigers, lions, and bears, and all kinds of different animals, or in the sense of approaching people that we know are going to be very, very angry or very intolerant of our preaching. We try to approach those who are innocent. So the Mahabhagavat, like Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, they're protected on a very different platform than we are protected. And there's pastimes, because we have to look at that also. Devotees will say, what about Prahlad? What about Haridas Thakur? What about all these devotees who their bodies were saved from harm? And that's there, but they were Mahabhagavats. And they were in a particular leela to show the different kinds of protection of the Lord. But in the now, we have to look at different things on a very humanistic platform, not on a over-the-top idealistic platform. We have to approach everything with humanity. And so I can't. Maybe you great souls can, but I personally cannot hear Krishna in my heart. So we take guidance from senior devotees and the spiritual master. Everybody is trying to be happy in this material world, and they're failing. Some of them, they don't surrender to the lotus feet of Vasudeva, and again, birth after birth, they keep going through the different cycles, Nityabhada, they just keep cycling and cycling. But those who understand that surrender to the lotus feet of Vasudeva is the only duty, we have a great opportunity. But we have to do it in a proper way. We can't do it whimsically, just thinking that, oh, I'll just chant Hare Krishna and, you know, I'll do what I want to do and I'll do whatever Krishna tells me in my mind rather than my heart. Sometimes we have this thing that Krishna, we try and listen to Krishna in the heart, but actually it's just our mind. And so we need help from the senior Vaishnavas. We need help from our spiritual master to differentiate between our mind and our different material desires and what we think might be good for our spiritual life. We need help. And the senior Vaishnavas and the Guru and the International Society of Krishna Consciousness is particularly set up to give shelter to those who understand this point, who understand the significance of surrender, who understand that it is the duty of all living beings to surrender. So we'll stop there. Archita Prabhu has a question. He's going to chastise me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you for a nice presentation, especially on this point of protection. You're right, it is very difficult to understand. I was just thinking when you were giving examples that there are some cases where Krishna apparently did not protect the body of the Mahabhagavat. Bhishma Dev is one. He's a Mahajan, but Krishna allowed his body to be pierced by arrows. He was lying on a bed of arrows, but on the other hand, he was personally present at his passing. So Prabhupada will make the point in the next purport coming up that Krishna is independent and you cannot stop or question why does Krishna do this or why does Krishna not do that. So he's answering in the next purport coming up that, you know, Krishna is completely independent. So you may think that, you know, I'm such an advanced devotee, why wouldn't Krishna stop my finger from getting cut off or my toe or whatever? You know, no, Krishna can do whatever he wants. And we see, especially in the case of Bhishma Dev, Bhishma, even though he was a Mahajan, he was a great devotee of Krishna, he opposed him in battle. He got pierced with arrows, so his body wasn't protected, but obviously his consciousness was protected. Krishna was right there when he left his body.
Jai. Bhrigupati Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for examining this point from many different angles of vision. So but as far as these devotees go, the bottom line is we don't know. We don't know if it was Krishna's just allowing that to happen, you know, because maybe that was something that was karmically coming to them. And of course he's going to protect their faith and their devotion, like you said. That's one possibility. But then there's that verse, Kramani Nidrahati Kintucha Bhakti Bhajam, that devotees, you know, after they surrender, they become free from, well, at least it's minimized, the reactions to past simple activities or if Krishna's arranging that to happen. You know, it's like Archita saying Krishna's completely independent. So, I mean, is that correct? We don't know. We don't know why it is that Krishna allowed that to happen or arranged that to happen. Ultimately, we just know that they're okay because they were devotees and they were, you know, engaged favorably in devotional service. Something good's happening to them. We don't know exactly what, but we could be confident of that, but we don't know really why that happened or what's going to, you know,
happen. That's the point that His Holiness Radhanath Swami was making to Govinda Prabhu, because Govinda Prabhu talked to him, and they specifically had this class, and had a special class to address this point, because so many devotees were, you know, asking the same questions and bewildered. But that's what Maharaj was saying, is that we don't know the order of the Supreme Personality of God. And it's hard for us to even try to understand when we're on the bodily concept of life. Especially because he was making that point, especially that, you know, we don't know. Archita Prabhu.
But we just accept that it's perfect, though. Krishna's arrangement is always perfect. That story I've told before, Dinabandhu told me personally about that Muslim guy in Oregon who was coming along to the temple. He was chanting, he was advancing nicely, but he was married and he had children. And, you know, he's from a Muslim background. And then one day he died in a car accident, and the devotees were devastated. They asked Prabhupada, why would Krishna do that? And Prabhupada said, because it would have been difficult for him to make progress in this lifetime, based on the circumstances. So Krishna just moved him somewhere else where he could continue. So we should always accept that whatever Krishna does, if we're accepting that everything is arranged by Krishna, then it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Even for the conditioned living entities, it's stating here that he's giving them the full facility to enjoy. But you'd think, well, why is he giving them the full facility to enjoy? Because his plans are perfect. You know, even different devotees, they come up with questions like, well, why did Buddha preach like this? Or, you know, it's so difficult to understand the different pastimes of the Lord, the different activities of the Lord, the sometimes even instructions, but it's all perfect. And it's all for our betterment so that we can make progress. Thank you, great souls. Yashodev Prabhu.
Thank you very much for enlightening class, Prabhuji. You mentioned about the six limbs of surrender, and I think you only told two or three of them. I can't seem to remember all six of them myself. Could you tell us what the six limbs of surrender are?
It's accepting everything favorable for devotional service, rejecting everything unfavorable, knowing that the Lord will always give protection, koptritve varanam tata, like accepting that the Lord is guardian, and five is full surrender, and then humility, karpanya. And then also on this point is that ashlisha va pararitam panashtumam, that Lord Chaitanya's mood and the mood of the gopis is that Krishna can break my heart. He can be present before me. He can do whatever he likes with me. He's my Lord and Master, and I've completely given myself to him. So that's also the mood of the devotees, is that he can do whatever he likes with us. That's also the mood. Not that, oh, Krishna, I want to do devotional service, so do this for me, but don't do this to me. And, you know, no, whatever he wants to do, that's our mood. We surrender. That's goptritve varanam tata, accepting him as our guardian. Isn't it also like when the animal is given to the master? Like, it's just, you just give yourself over completely, and you allow Krishna to do whatever he likes, and you accept everything. Everything's mercy, not just the good, but also the bad. Thank you so much.